This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Kamala Harris is in Colorado for a campaign stop today. The vice president is wrapping up a multi-day sprint through several states as President Biden's re-election campaign kicks into higher gear. Meanwhile, outside the event, about 100 pro-Palestine protesters are calling the vice president a war criminal. Ellie Taylor is an organizer with the Party for Socialism and Liberation.
Our government funds genocide currently, and the people won't stand for it any longer.
They're asking the Biden administration to call for Israel to put an end to the war in Gaza. Republican Representative Ken Buck's time in Congress will end next Friday. Buck announced today he'll be stepping down early after 10 years at the U.S. Capitol. He told CPR News that part of his decision stemmed from frustration with what the job has become, citing that different views about policy now lead to impeachment.
And I think that we are seeing a breakdown of civility and a breakdown of really priorities in terms of what the American people want.
Buck said he decided to step down now to minimize the disruption a vacancy election will cause. He says he wants to turn his focus to how we elect leaders after listening to complaints about the current choices for president. There will be a vacancy election in late June to fill out the rest of his term. And a major winter storm is coming. The Front Range could see 8 to 16 inches of snow or more starting Wednesday evening. This is CPR News. Stay with us. It's 4:06.